Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy Friday, guys. Today is Friday, December 28th, 2007, and you're listening to Mental Note, all of your current events, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. Today we're going to be talking about hip-hop, guys. What's going on in hip-hop? Looks like Jay-Z is stepping down from Def Jam. This was actually reported on Christmas Eve. Universal Music Group said Monday that rap artist and hip-hop mogul Sean Jay-Z Carter is stepping down as president of its Def Jam Records unit, effective by the end of the year. Carter, 38, has been president of the rap label since 2005 and has signed acts including R&B singers Rihanna and Ne-Yo. Universal said Carter, a top-selling rapper who performs as Jay-Z, will continue recording its Rockefeller Def Jam label. But the company did not give a reason for his decision to quit the executive suite. Now it's time for me to take on new challenges, he said in a statement. I am pleased to have the opportunity to build upon the Def Jam legacy, he added. Carter will focus on his expanding franchise of 40/40 nightclubs over the next year and other businesses, according to a source familiar with his plans. Carter regularly tops the list of richest hip-hop moguls and was number 9 on Forbes Celebrity 100, the annual roster of the world's most powerful and best-paid celebrities, with an estimated compensation of $83 million. Okay. Carter, who has said he was a street hustler growing up in the Marcy Public Housing Project in a tough section of Brooklyn, New York, has sold millions of records and launched an array of media and fashion businesses. Though known for his cutting-edge rap lyrics and rags-to-riches story, Carter often is mentioned in local gossip columns because of his romantic relationship with R&B singer Beyoncé Knowles. Last week, he denied rumors that the couple had married in secret. The rapper joined Def Jam as president to help turn around the fortunes of the then-struggling Seminole rap label. His move to management followed his 2003 retirement from recording. His albums, including Hard Knock Life, that was in 98, The Blueprint, 2001, and his classic debut, Reasonable Doubt, came out in 1996. He returned to recording last year with the album Kingdom Come, and this year followed up with an album inspired by the movie American Gangster. Def Jam's successes during his tenure as president included Rihanna and Ne-Yo, who this month racked up 11 Grammy nominations between them. Jay made it clear to us that he feels the time has come to take on different challenges in his life. While we regret the decision to move on, we certainly respect it, said Antonio L.A. Reed, chairman of Island Def Jam Records. Universal Music actually is a unit of French media and telecommunications group Vivendi. It's the world's largest music company with 30% of the worldwide market share. So that's what's going on with Jay-Z. He's stepping down, going to continue doing his own thing and keep it rolling like that. So, and Young Jock, guys, did you hear about Young Jock got caught with some guns, a loaded gun or something? Here we go. In Cleveland, it was reported actually today, rapper Young Jock accused of taking a loaded gun to an airport issued a statement Thursday saying he respects the law and is looking forward to resolving the charge against him. Jock, whose real name is Jazeel Robinson, was arrested Sunday at a Cleveland Hopkins International Airport security checkpoint. Police said they found a semi-automatic handgun, and ammunition in his carry-on bag. Guys, I haven't really been feeling very well, so if my voice sounds a little scratchy, I do apologize. Let's see here. Young Jock, he may be in even bigger trouble after skipping a hearing for his arrest, which he was accused of attempting to take the loaded gun onto the airplane. Robinson is 27 years old. He told police he didn't know the gun was there. He said in the statement that the incident is unfortunate. I have the utmost respect for the laws of this country and would never deliberately commit an act that would jeopardize my freedom, my family, or my career, he said. Robinson, who faces a felony charge of carrying a concealed weapon, didn't enter a plea at a Wednesday arraignment. He was freed on $50,000 bond and was due back in court January 25th. The charge carries a possible sentence of up to 18 months. Young Jock was one of the biggest hip-hop stars in 2006, selling 1 million copies of his debut album, New Jock City. Behind the Grammy-nominated song is Going Down, his follow-up album, Hustlenomics, was released in August. All right, then. I don't know what's up with these rappers and these guns and getting caught with the guns and the guns illegal and you're not supposed to have guns and you got them at the airport. I don't know. I mean, go figure. The call-in number is 347-215-8667. Have any comments for me about this whole Young Jock issue? Or what do you think about Jay-Z stepping down from Def Jam, you know, just trying to continue, I guess, you know, doing his own thing, doing the Rockefeller and, you know, the Rockaware clothes and, you know, all that good stuff that he does. So what do you think about it? Give me a call, 347-215-8667. And I do briefly want to mention what happened yesterday. I did leave that show on. We had a caller call in who was very rude and disrespectful. And I just want to let you know, if you're listening today, please do not call in if you're going to be rude and disrespectful, because this show is rated for everybody. And I'm not sure if it's kids listening to the show or what have you. So we don't want, you know, all the negative energy on the show. I didn't appreciate that. And I thought it was just very, you know, disrespectful. But at any rate, moving on, you're listening to Mental Note. Happy Friday, everybody. This is your open discussion on entertainment news, current events, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. Remember, you can catch me Sunday nights right here, 6:30 p.m. for the show, Purpose Vision, all things real estate, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And guys, keep in mind, beginning January 1st, New Year's Day, we will have special guests right here on Mental Note. I'm going to keep it a secret a little while longer who our guest is going to be for New Year's Day, but guys, trust me, it's going to be a hell of a way to kick off 2008. We're going to have a very special guest on the show, so please make sure you tune in 9:30 a.m. each and every morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio. Stay right where you are, and I will be back with more hip-hop news. You know, what is going on in the hip-hop community? I'm a hip-hop head. If you are, stay tuned. I got more for you right here.
Love rain down on me, down on me. 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 Met him on a Thursday, sunny afternoon, cumulus clouds, 84 degrees. He was brown, deep. Said he wanted to talk about my mission, listen to my past lives.
Word.
Took me on long walks to places where butterflies rest easy. Talked about Moses and Mumia, reparations, blue colors, memories of shell top Adidas. He was fresh, like summer peaches, sweet on my mind, like block parties and penny candy. Us was nice and warm, no jacket, no umbrella, just warm. At night we would watch the stars and he would physically give me each and every one. I felt like cayenne pepper, red, hot, spicy. I felt dizzy and Sonia, heaven and miles between my thighs. Better than love, we made delicious. He me had me he had me tongue-tied. I could hear his rhythm in my thoughts. I was his shark, his horn section, his boom and his bip, and he was my love. Love rained down on me, down on me. The rain was falling and slowly and sweetly and stinging my eyes, and I could not see that he became my voodoo priest, and I was his faithful concubine, wide open, wide, loose like boughs after collard greens. The mistake was made. Love slipped from my lips, dripped down my chin, and landed in his lap, and us became new. Now, me non-clairvoyant and in love made the coochie easy and the obvious invisible. The rain was falling and I couldn't see the season changing and the vibe slipping off its axis. Our beautiful melody became wildly staccato. The rain was falling and I could not see that I was to be plowed and sown and fertilized and left to drown in his sunny afternoon. Cumulus clouds. 84 degrees.
84 degrees.
Melody.
Love rained down on me, on me, down on me. Love rained down on me, on me, down on me.
It's your girl right here, Blog Talk Radio, Purpose Vision. Thanks for joining me, and happy Friday. The call-in number is 347-215-8667. Give me a call here. Would love to hear from you. Remember, you can check me out at myspace.com/purposevision. You can always leave me comments here as well as messages, and I will respond accordingly. I do appreciate you listening. And it's raining here in the A, actually, today. I don't know what your weather's like and where you are, but in Atlanta, it's just a dreary Friday morning, just raining, raining, raining. Okay, 50 Cent, Jay-Z, top list of biggest celebrity paydays. Guys, this was reported December 27th. Just want to read you a little brief snippet here. 50 Cent may have come in second place in the Kanye West versus 50 Cent war, which resulted in the Queensbred rapper threatening retirement when upstage and outsold by West. But how could 50 forget the huge victory and paycheck he took home in June? The big payday put 50 in the number two spot on Forbes' list of the biggest celebrity paydays of 2007. All right, and while the rap star may have come in second place yet again, we're sure he doesn't mind his placement this time around. In 2004, the admitted drug dealer turned rap star teamed up with Glaceau Beverage Company and lent his name to a vitamin water flavor appropriately dubbed Formula 50. Excuse me. On June 7th, Coca-Cola brought Glaco and cut the MC a check for $100 million. All right. Hip-hop mogul Jay-Z landed at number four on Forbes' list when he sold his Rockaware clothing line to Iconics brand group for $204 million, of which $84 million went straight into the rapper's pocket. All right. So looks like hip-hop, people in hip-hop are still getting paid, guys, so that's a good look. Right here, you're listening to Mental Note. Happy Friday, all of your current events, entertainment news, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. Remember to catch me each and every morning right here on Blog Talk Radio, 9:30 a.m. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. Remember to catch the show Sunday night, 6:30 p.m., all things real estate right here for you on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, in all things, peace and love. Thanks for joining me. Talk to you tomorrow.